Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Ducky Daily for 8/11/2010. Sorry I've been gone for a couple days. It's just been batshit crazy at work, so I've been a little psychotic and working really long hours, so haven't had much time to myself or time to do a daily, so I apologize. But here we go, kids. The thing I'm most excited about right now is to see my shows coming back. You know, I follow a lot of them, either stars or writers or showrunners on Twitter and through some blogs. And it's so awesome to see, like, Modern Family back in production and seeing, you know, twit pics and all these other little tidbits from behind the scenes of, you know, starting production on the first episode of season two. So that's crazy exciting. I cannot wait. Glee is back, so I know Cory Monteith has been showing some pics on Twitter as well. There was one of Rachel performing already, and just hearing them, like, get excited to be back together and gearing up for season two just is, you know, making my mind grapes explode. Vampire Diaries is back in production. Kevin Williamson doing a bunch of stuff. Julie Plec as well. Crazy. Cannot wait to have the TVD back in my life. Last night was the summer finale, which, by the way, is bullshit that it was such a short summer season of Pretty Little Liars, my new favorite obsession. It's so good. If you guys are not watching, you're just fucking idiots, because it's been a lot of fun. It's like a total juicy camp romp, and I can't get enough of it. And I have no clue when it's actually coming back, which is disturbing to me. So last night, we didn't really find out who A is, but in a very Twin Peaksian move, they found, you know, video footage of Allison on the night she disappeared when all the girls were together at that, like, cabin or whatever in the barn. And it turns out that, you know, she's talking to a camera, she's being very sexy. And it, you know, at the very end, we reveal, dun, 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 behind the camera is Ian, who is Melissa, which is Spencer's sister's ex-boyfriend, who Spencer is also hooked up with. Spence, you got some issues there. Could you find your own man for once? I know you did at the country club, but what's the deal there? Why were you always stealing your sister's boyfriends? Doesn't really matter, because I love Spencer to death. So Ian, they're plotting it to look like Ian's the one who killed her, or Ian is A, but totally not the case. I mean, come on. We've all seen Twin Peaks. We know how this one plays out. And if that's the case, who knows? Chad Lowe may have killed A. You don't know if he was sleeping with her, too. Ew, can't even think about it. Hannah, still my favorite character, even though the poor girl, spoiler alert, got run down by a car in the finale last night. Poor thing. All she did was try and help people. And poor girl got dissed at that bitch Mona's birthday party. Hell to the no. That Mona girl needs to get cut up like some Allison did, because I'm way over that chick. Who else? The lesbian, her dad came back, which is a little weird. Maybe he's the one who killed Allie. I don't know. There's something fishy there. Maya, girl looked like she was about to cut some heads off at the end there when she got booted out of that nice family little reunion. What's happening there? Can't stand it. Mr. Fitz came back, Ezra, and yeah, it's about time, dumbasses, that you got caught in school talking about your relationship. Are these people that dumb? Like, every week I expect Ariel, whatever her friggin' name is, she always storms into the room without looking who's there and just starts, like, proclaiming something, her love, whatever. And every day I'm like, oh, hello, class. Like, I expect her to, like, turn around, there's 20 people in the room. Didn't happen, but this week at least someone caught a little whiff of it. Laura Layton, girl still pulling the performance of her career. Kudos. Today's music recommendation is the alternate album soundtrack for Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. It is the blue cover, and it's awesome. It's like this 8-bit electronica version of all the songs in the show and the soundtrack, and the Universal theme 8-bit is genius. All right, that's it for me. Thanks a lot for listening, you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.